KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, in sports, the Atlantic softball team picked up a Class 3 regional quarterfinal win over Shenandoah last night by a final of 4-1. The Trojans played solid defense and mustered up just enough offense to move on to the regional semifinals this Friday night. Atlantic opened the scoring in the bottom of the first with an RBI single from Allie Anderson that followed up a triple from Alexis Handel. The Trojans later pushed across three runs in the third. Bailey Newell got the inning rolling with a leadoff double. Alexis Handel was intentionally walked to put two runners on, and Allie Anderson singled to load the bases. Reagan Pellett then reached on a fielder's choice to bring a home run. On that play, the Phillies tried to get a force out of the third, but Kaylee Lorimore's foot never reached the bag, and Alexis Handel was ruled safe. Olivia Engler then brought in Handel with a sacrifice fly to the center. Carson Rush then got a base hit to drive in the third and final run of the inning. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman thought it was a good team win.
Good win for us, an opportunity to move on to the next round, see how things go. And, you know, against a tough Shenandoah team, we knew they were going to come in here ready to play. Allen always has them ready to go, and I thought their approach at the plate. And then Michaela Atkinson in the circle did a great job for him, kind of keeping us off balance. So, you know, it's a kind of a, for us anyway, a team win against a scrappy Shenandoah team.
And Allie Anderson got the win in the circle for Atlantic, allowing one run and nine hits with six strikeouts and no walks. Allie talked about the team's approach to taking things as they come and also talked about her night in the circle.
Yeah, we just got to take it one pitch at a time, and really we're all just focused on getting through one game at a time. So beginning I kind of struggled a little bit, but then I finally started hitting my spots, and then their balls mostly went to our infielders, so we just got out. So
the Trojans improved to 28-5 on the season and will next face Creston this Friday night in the regional semifinal here in Atlantic. The Panthers picked up an 11-9 win over Red Oak in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. We'll have coverage of that game Friday night with the pregame at 6 o'clock and 6:40 p.m. the first pitch. Or actually, the pregame at 6:40, I should say, the first pitch at 7 o'clock. Chris Parks will be doing the action for you there. Elsewhere in Class 3A, it was North Polk over Gilbert 4-0. Kemper Catholic downing Otobold Arthur BCIG 4-3. Roland Story beat Green Valley 8-0, and Sadell was a 7-4 winner over Southeast Valley. In Region 4, we mentioned the Atlantic and Creston scores. Clark defeated PCM by a score of 11-1, and Sheraton over Centerville 4-2. In softball action, Class 1A, it was Moravia over Murray 8-6. Martinsdale St. Mary's downing Southeast Warren 7-3. Lennox was a 5-4 winner over Twin Cedars. And in three innings, Wayne downed Central Decatur 12-0. Also in 1A softball, it was Grandview Christian over Exira EHK 3-2. Glenn Ralston downing Griswold 5-2. Collins Maxwell was a 12-0 winner over Stanton. And Coon Rapids Baird beat Baxter 9-4. In Region 8 of Class 1A, it was Akron Westfield over Lawton Bronson 10-0. Westwood beat West Harrison 8-6. In five innings, it was West Monona over Fremont Mills 11-0. And in nine innings, Riverside got past Sydney 6-5. In 2A softball, Region 2, it was Trainer over Clarinda 10-0 in five innings. Mount Air defeating Nottoway Valley 10-0 in six innings. Logan Magnolia was a 13-0 winner over Tri-Center, and Underwood beat AHSTW, doubling up on them 6-3. In Region 3 of Class 2A, it was IKM Manning over Madison Northwest Webster 10-0. Panorama over ACGC 12-11. Ogden downing Woodward Granger 3-1. And Earlham beat South Hamilton 13-10. There was also some baseball action last night around the area, and that includes Coon Rapids Baird over Glidden Ralston 8-0. Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Sioux City West 17-7 in five innings. The Harlan baseball team defeated Dallas Center Grimes 13-1. Lewis Central boys were a 13-3 winner over Denison Schleswig in six innings. Red Oak beat Stanton 4-2. West Harrison was an 8-0 winner over Woodbine. And Ankeny Christian Academy beat Murray by a score of 13-3. In Major League Baseball action, the Boston Red Sox still own a one-game lead in the American League East following their lopsided win at Washington. Eduardo Nunez and Xander Bogaerts slammed three-run shots before J.D. Martinez added his 26th homer of the season in the Red Sox 11-4 assault on the Nationals, who have dropped four straight and 7-8 to fall to .500 on the season. The Yankees remain one behind Boston after Giancarlo Stanton's two-run blast in the eighth inning helped New York secure an 8-5 win over the Braves. The Braves lead the NL East, dropped to 2.5 games over Philadelphia. Rhys Hoskins lined a two-run double, and Andrew Knapp supplied a tie-breaking RBI triple as the Phillies down the Orioles 3-2. Eric Thames slammed a two-run homer and three pitchers combined on a two-hitter as the Brewers blanked the Twins 2-0 to keep their one-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Cubs have a five-game winning streak going for them after turning a 3-0 deficit into a 5-3 victory over the Tigers last night. Anthony Rizzo singled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh, and Kyle Schwarber belted his team-leading 17th home run. Jason Hayward hit an RBI double and score-breaking the tie run for the Chicago Cubs. Paul Goldschmidt's 19th homer of the season was a go-ahead three-run blast in the fifth inning of the Diamondbacks' 4-2 verdict over the Cardinals. Zach Greinke worked into the seventh inning and blanked St. Louis after the second inning. Goldschmidt and Jake Lamb each had two of Arizona's six hits. The D-backs continue to pace the NL West by 1.5 games over Los Angeles after the Dodgers slammed six more homers and an 8-3 rout of the Pirates. Also, the Rockies blasted the Giants 8-1. Dallas Keuchel won for just the second time in his last nine starts by holding the Rangers to two runs over seven innings and the Astros' 5-3 victory at Texas. The Seattle Mariners stayed, won their eighth in a row and stayed half a game behind the AL West leading Astros by downing the Angels by a score of 4-1. The Cleveland Indians pushed their division lead into the double digits as Yan Gomez launched a go-ahead grand slam to lift the AL Central leaders past the Royals 6-4. Jed Lowry laced a go-ahead three-run double to spark the Athletics' 5-run sixth inning in a 6-1 win against the Padres. Jake Bowers and Daniel Robertson each homered home a double-day home a pair, while the Rays scored five times in the 16th inning to outlast the Marlins 9-6. The Reds lost for just the fourth time in 16 games as the White Sox scored four times in a pair of 12th-inning double-triples to post a 12-8 comeback win at Cincinnati, and the Blue Jays had an 8-6 comeback win over the Mets. It was the Mets' 11th loss in 13 games. That's a look at sports for this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.